The Jared Doyle Show.
I've been to a lot of science fiction conventions since we launched Babylon 5 back in 1993. Oh my God, am I old. And I can tell you that at these conventions, a lot of the women dress in a very seductive, sexy, fetching way. I give you an example. I was at a convention in Atlanta. There's 50,000 people. I'll never forget the girl that stood in front of me, a very attractive woman, dressed in caution tape and a black top hat. Now, you can strategically put the caution tape in your mind where the caution tape needed to be. Now, I guess things are getting a little out of hand, or into hand, I should say, because there's been a lot written post-Comic-Con in San Diego, whether it's at Yahoo or it's at the Washington Post, CNN, the list goes on. Sexual harassment at Comic-Con in the spotlight is one. The Washington Post, creeping at a con, sexual harassment at Comic-Con, not so comic. Joining us on the program to talk about it, Anita Findley, who just stood 8 feet tall, getting back from her blog, her conference, where her work was honored, along with many other great women. She's an author, actress, obviously blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor, and author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book that spent 4 months, number one position, on Amazon's Women in Politics list. The 8 feet tall Anita Findley. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate it. How are you?
Where's the good? I'm great. Where's the picture? Do you have it up on your website?
What? Not yet. Not yet. I just got back, and I'm a little bit exhausted, and I'm also working on my own new book. So I'm hoping to put that up tomorrow. So the picture will go up.
Okay, cool.
You know what? I feel a little self-conscious, I got to say.
Why? 8 feet tall?
Just to share it with you, because they had printed out an article I had written that I was being honored for about World War II women war heroes, and they printed it 8 feet tall, and I'm standing next to it, and I'm sort of dwarfed by it.
I saw the picture. It's a great picture. I know Brad has it. We'll post it up on EpicTimes.com, and I know you'll have it up on your site, AnitaFinley.com. But congratulations on that. Good for you.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. It was a fabulous conference, and it's interesting that you talk about the difference between that and Comic-Con. I mean, obviously, Blogger, it's one of the biggest blog clearinghouses in the country for women, and it's trafficked by about 100 million women throughout the month. But, you know, there were men there, certainly, but the majority of people attending are female. And what's nice about it is that you don't have to deal with that sort of harassment, and that you can feel very empowered that you're just there to be excited and, driven by what it is you're there to do and talk about, and you didn't have to worry about any sort of, you know, stuff going on that you didn't want. So it really was quite a contrast based on what we're hearing about Comic-Con.
And Comic-Con, it's always, I can't say it, I haven't been to Comic-Con in probably about 6 or 7 years, but there has always been, in all of the sci-fi conventions that I've been to, whether it's, you know, the series work or the cosplay, whether it's domestic or international, I've been to Australia and Germany and France and England, and I've been all over the globe, there seems to be always a group of women that will dress in a very provocative way. And I know, and you know that I know, no means no. But there is there a certain responsibility that women have for the way that they present themselves and then expect to be looked at differently or reacted to differently?
Well, I think that there's a very good way to put this. You know, there's something called asking for permission, Jerry. I'll give you a great example. You know, some of the women who are fighting back about this, Geeks for Consent, for one thing, and there are people who have a campaign called Holla Back, who are talking about stopping harassment everywhere. And, you know, here's the difference. If you can dress how you want, I mean, men are walking around in skin-tight outfits, too, dressed as Captain America and Green Lantern. Why don't I walk up to one of these guys and say, hey, can I, you know, nice junk. I mean, what am I going to say? It's ridiculous. You wouldn't even think of doing that. But these women were on video talking about how men were just grabbing their breasts, you know, filming up their skirt. You know, these women did not give their permission. So here's a hot flash for you. I don't care how a woman is dressed. Why don't you ask permission? May I take your picture? May I speak with you? May I? Did your mother never teach you to say, may I? I mean, there's, you know, women who are authors at these conventions, conventions talk about going to a party and getting grabbed and groped and picked up off of the ground. I mean, they didn't give their permission to do that. I don't care if you're standing around buck naked, because here's the problem with this, Jerry. You get into this rape culture idea of, well, what were you wearing? Well, you were asking for trouble. And when I looked at the right. articles that you mentioned before I got on the air, I like to look at the comments of readers. I'm very interested to hear the pro and con and what they have to say. And certainly there was a battery of people saying there's no excuse for this, and it doesn't matter how many ways that you have signs posted up on the wall saying don't do this. You know, security needs to enforce that, because people who are doing something wrong, they know they're doing it, and they do it anyway. You know, and you and I have discussed this on another program, talking about, well, Anita, you're tough, and you can handle it, so if somebody harasses you, I guess it just rolls off your back. But at the same time, is that saying just because let's pretend I can handle it, does that mean I'm supposed to? Does that right. mean that's okay? You know, I think that we just have to exercise good boundaries. I would never think of, you know, walking somewhere and grabbing a man inappropriately. It would never occur to me. And I think that it's just a difference between not objectifying women and enough to say that you're some sort of a thing. And that's what these women talked about. I felt like dirt. I felt like I was dehumanized. I felt like a thing, like anybody could just grab me, like I was made of plastic, like I was made of wood, like I'm not real.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's really where you draw the line. It doesn't really matter how someone is dressed. If you want to engage with somebody, try asking for permission.
Right.
I think that's a good way, you know, to make this reasonable.
I think most people are reasonable, Anita, and I think most people would exhibit self-restraint, but you got to figure, if you got 150,000, and I say geeks affectionately because those are my peeps from my Babylon 5 days, that in that crowd of 150,000, that there are going to be some people that are going to be the exception to the act normal, ask permission, just say no mentality. And in a certain way, you know, again, to the point, if you know that there's a lot of people there and you know that there is a likelihood that there's going to be some creeps there that are going to creep you out, isn't there a certain degree, I guess, of personal responsibility? Let me give you this. Halloween, I guess, classic example. I don't know. I live in Las Vegas. I don't know if it's like this in the rest of the country. But it doesn't matter what the outfit is, whether it's a nurse, a pirate, a school teacher, a doctor. You put slutty in front of that, and that seems to be the way people want to women want to present themselves on Halloween. And when you're presenting yourself as a slutty nurse or a slutty pirate or a slutty school teacher, isn't there a certain blowback that you're going to get that you wouldn't get if you didn't portray yourself as a slutty nurse? And I'm not saying you don't have the right to do that, but isn't there a certain responsibility that women should have with how they present themselves, especially in public settings where you don't know the crowd, you don't know the people?
You know, something that certainly somebody, you know, can exercise caution, but this goes to something else that has been in the news a lot and went viral. Stephen Smith, you know, is a broadcaster of sorts who made comments
right.
about Ray Rice, who knocked his fiance unconscious and was dragging her around like a rag doll. And he made a comment that he's gotten a lot of blowback for, and he's saying, you know, that women should do whatever they can to prevent the violence from happening. In other words, don't provoke it, he said. And when I heard that, I mean, I wanted to go off on the guy myself, because, you know, I have, as a kid, I was beaten up by my dad. I know what it feels like. I know when you're dealing with someone who is not rational. And at a certain point, I hate to say it, but this goes along with the kind of culture and rape culture that we have of, well, what were you wearing? You know, it's just that there's a certain point when we get down this slippery slope, and I am somebody who dresses conservatively, by the way, when I'm out in public, when I've lived in New York, because I know that I'm having to protect myself and be defensive. But, you know, you also have to think about how far do we extend that. If you are saying, well, women, you better not ask for it. You better not look at the guy the wrong way, because he has an excuse then to punch you in the nose. That was basically what Stephen Smith was intimating, and that's the problem. Here's the other problem, Jerry. Ray Rice was suspended 2 games for knocking his girlfriend unconscious, and if you are caught having marijuana, you're suspended for 4 games. So when you have rules like this, it's, you know, I take your point, but it's not only what people choose to do, but it is how society reacts to it, and we are sending the message that you are not going to be held accountable, and it's a slap on the wrist, and you can grab this woman's breast and look up her skirt, which he didn't give you permission for. And while we're talking about slutty modes of dress, I can argue that if a guy is cut and he's wearing a Captain America outfit or a Green Lantern outfit, he's showing off breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that skin-tight spandex. So why is that not perceived as slutty? You know what I mean? Because men are not perceived as slutty, and we don't think of it that way. So why is it when you're at a Comic-Con, obviously you're there dressing up in a costume, and you've spent a lot of time and probably money to arrange yourself in whatever it is, you know, the caution tape notwithstanding. I mean, if somebody takes the time to create a Wonder Woman outfit or to dress up as Mystique or one of these characters. And you know what? When you're there, it's because you're a comic geek. You love comics. You're proud of yourself. You're proud of your outfit. You're strutting your stuff. And you're enjoying yourself. And you want to enjoy all that the convention has to offer. And you want to feel like you're part of your peeps, you know? So then somebody comes along and pollutes your day and ruins your day by grabbing you, by grabbing your breast, by looking up your skirt, by trying to assault you in some way. Why is that okay? Do you know what I mean? So where do we draw the line in terms of who bears the personal responsibility here?
I think some people would say both do. If I could bring up Stephen Smith for a minute, on The View, and this threw me a little bit, Whoopi Goldberg was defending Stephen Smith after he had apologized for his comments about domestic violence. But he found a defender in Whoopi Goldberg who, on The View, was agreeing with the point that it was made. I have this clip. I want people to hear this. This is Whoopi Goldberg talking about Stephen Smith, his comments about basically, if you don't want to get hit by a man, ladies, don't hit a man. Take a listen to Whoopi Goldberg here.
If you hit somebody, you cannot be sure you are not going to get hit by an idol. Because you have to teach women, do not put your hands on anybody. Do not. Let me just finish my point. Because I know I'm going to catch a lot of hell, and I don't care. But you have to teach women, do not live with this idea that men have this chivalry thing still with them. Right. Don't assume that that's still in place.
Right. You know,
so don't hit anybody. But if you make the choice as a woman who's 4'3" and you decide to hit a guy who's 6 foot tall and you're the last thing he wants to deal with that day and he hits you back, you cannot be surprised.
And
let's not hit
him
anyone.
In the jail.
I find that shocking that she would make that comment.
You know what? Two things about that. You know, first of all, we're making an assumption that when a guy, you know, kicks the crap out of a woman, that she's hit him first. That's what that's what the objection I have to her comment. Because the problem is that 99% of the time, that has not happened. You know, she just looks the wrong way, says the wrong thing, or just is standing there breathing, and he's had a bad day and decides that it's her fault. And she's knocked across the room, and that's the end of it. That is what most domestic violence is, or we wouldn't have women in the millions still on the receiving end of this. So, you know, I understand. First of all, let me preface this by saying I don't think anybody should hit anybody. A woman shouldn't hit a man. A man shouldn't hit a woman. Keep your hands to yourself. If you're having a problem, pick your behind up and walk out of the house. Get some air. You know, you don't hit each other. That's number one. But what she says, you know, also you have to bear in mind, all due respect to Ms. Goldberg, that this is also the woman who made the comment about Roman Polanski. Well, it was rape, but it wasn't rape.
Right, yeah.
You take your 13-year-old girl to be sitting there and deal with what she got from this 44-year-old troll, and then you tell me that wasn't rape. So that's another story. So I have a problem with some of the commentary. But, you know, it's very clear that there are times, there is nothing that you do to provoke anything. That's why I have a problem with it. Having been on the receiving end of violence and knowing other women who have domestic violence, there are times when you don't do doodly squat and you get hit anyway.
Right, but There was a scene in Babylon 5 where they wanted me to punch this this woman. Her name in real life is Dot. She's the football coach on Glee, and she's a rather large woman. And people are like, well, that's a woman. And I didn't know Dot. I didn't know Dot from anything. And I read the script, and I called the producer up, and I said, it's not going to happen. And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm not going to punch her. And he goes, why? I go, because you just don't do that. And we had a long drag out about this. We had the suits come down from the tower. And I said, you can run film through the camera all day. I'm not going to hit her. And they go, have you seen Dot? I said, no, I haven't seen Dot. And, you know, it got to the point where I was supposed to punch her. I said, I'm not going to do it. And they're like, why wouldn't you do it? It's a science fiction show. I said, yeah, but if there's somebody that likes my character that sees that takes place and thinks that that's the action that should be taken, I don't want to put it in the mindset of those people that it's cool to hit a woman. And I won the battle.
Good
but
for you.
You know, some people would say, though, on the other side of that, Anita, that how many times can a woman whoop on a man where a man is supposed to go, nope, chivalry, nope, not going to hit a woman. I mean, she hits you with a bottle or something. I mean, it's probably something that women should be very cautious of doing because not everybody has an ability to have that reaction where you just don't hit a woman.
Well, of course, but like I said, I think people shouldn't hit each other, and we need to work on having a more civil society and not worry about, well, I can hit you this much and you can hit me that much. How about nobody hit anybody?
Yeah, that's
how is that a good idea?
I'd never even take a swing at you now that you're 8 feet tall.
that's mighty chivalrous of you, Jerry.
Thank you very much. Anita Finley with us on the program. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin. Check it out, Amazon.com, all major book retailers. She's going to send us a picture of her 8 foot tallness, accepting her award at the Blog Her Conference, where she was recognized for her great work. And she also gives us some of that at EpicTimes.com. Thanks, Anita. Look forward to getting the picture. We'll post it up for you.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Always a pleasure. Great night
all right,
to your audience.
Thank you. Get some rest.
Ciao.
Okay, thanks. Stick with us. Wrap it up when we get back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.